Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
When it was all said and done Sunday, Caitlin Clark scored or assisted on 44 of the 88 winning Indiana Fever points before a sellout crowd of well over 17,000 plus out in Phoenix, 88-82, over Diana Taurasi, the WNBA's all-time leading scorer, and her Mercury teammates. Wrapping up the month of June 7-4, Indiana really got a lift from Kelsey Mitchell. All 16 of her points came in the second half as Indiana actually outscored Taurasi's Mercury 50-33 in the second half.
You know, what Caitlin's been able to do in her short career so far has just been nothing short of remarkable. You know, the one thing that I really love about her, she loves the game. You can tell she's put the work in. You know, she keeps showing up and keeps getting better every single game. So her future is super bright. Being a veteran and being in this league for a long, long time, you know, it's pretty cool to see that and, you know, going into the future.
Future Hall of Famer Diana Taurasi, she had 19. Caitlin was one rebound shy of a triple-double Sunday, 15 points to go along with 12 assists and 9 rebounds. It actually was Indiana's first win over a league team that had a winning record. The Fever now will finish out this five-game road trip tomorrow night in Las Vegas. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Now the field is set in one of the oldest match play golf tournaments in the country. We'll get its start this year on America's long birthday holiday weekend, the 96th City Tournament out of the Cades, with qualifying champs Chris Williams, Tim Gillespie, and Dan Neubecker added as chief contenders now for titles in the men's, seniors, and super seniors divisions, respectively. After the 36-hole qualifiers over the weekend, it was actually WGCL golf insider Chris Williams' 3-under 139 total, the best two-round score posted. Of course, he'll eventually have to contend with two-time defending city champ Jason Bannister, who was exempt from qualifying, as was Jim Alexander and Rory Brown in seniors. Gillespie finished at 146, and in the super seniors, Neubecker settled in at 140, 2-under after a scorching 66 opening 18 on Saturday. The HT's Jim Gordillo will have it all posted for you and laid out, and of course, he and Glass will chat as usual on Tuesday afternoon. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.